Good day to all my wonderful listeners, and to all those other listeners who aren't so wonderful. Okay, you're all wonderful. Welcome to a rather quick and brief episode of the Og Blog Podcast. I'm happy to do a quick one because I've got some family to go visit. I'm going to be coming back just about the time this episode drops. And with the holidays coming up and with traveling to family, well, I've got presents on my mind. So I'm going to subject you podcast listeners to something I've subjected my blog readers to many a time, a gift-giving guide. There'll be some Peanuts content to it, but that's more to the end. Now, people get too caught up in gift-giving sometimes. I think gift-giving is great, greater than gift-getting when you've got the right thing for the right person. But if you're just buying a gift because you feel obligated to get someone a gift, and if they're just getting you a gift because you're getting them a gift, you know, feel free to step aside from that whole practice. Especially with members of your family. It is more valuable to spend comfortable time with them than to worry about some ceremonial knick-knack that will be forgotten the next day. And especially when you're buying for adults. Grown-ups with income are already buying the things they need and want. That doesn't mean that there aren't some opportunities, particularly when you know of something special that they may not already know about. But if they seem to have the things they need and seem free to get the things they want, in that situation, sometimes the best thing to do is to give to a charity on their behalf. Pick a charity that would mean something to them, perhaps something that improves their lives indirectly. In the past, I've given to food banks in the recipient's area. You're improving the world immediately around them when you do. Fewer people going hungry is good for everyone. Or you can give to a charity they care about, perhaps a charity that's researching cures for some disease that one of their loved ones has. Letting them know that you inspire them to give is a good thing. And even with kids, while you definitely want to get them real presents, a little charity can be a good thing. My family actually celebrates both Hanukkah and Christmas. As part of the 8 days of Hanukkah, the kids each have a day when it's their turn to give presents. And on that day, we give that child $20 that they can direct to any charity they choose. I reckon it's good to get kids thinking about being charitable at an early age. When it comes to buying physical gifts, well, there's a lot to be said for shopping locally, particularly if your recipient lives in the same area that you do, or if your local environment has something that will seem exotic to a more distant recipient. Oh, do send me those maple sugar candies. Yes, please. And that spending does help your community. But on the other hand, I find ordering online very convenient when dealing with recipients far away. It's easier to order from Amazon and have them ship than to have to take it down to the post office myself. Now with me, my family and I often go from our house in California up to Missouri around the holidays because that's where my wife's family lives. And for the gifts we're getting the kids, we actually order many of them and have them shipped to their parents' house. That way, we don't have to carry them on the plane there, don't have to worry about keeping them hidden from the kids for weeks. We just wrap them when we get there. And by we, I mean my wife, Dr. Gertler. When I wrap something, it always looks like a present that a hippo has been chewing on. Then we have to, of course, ship everything back home. But this is the Peanuts Book Podcast. I should be talking about Peanuts books as gifts. So what's a good Peanuts book to buy as a gift? Well, it depends on who you're giving it to. For example, if you're buying for a kid that has had no experience of Peanuts, then you want to start simple, a nice basic strip collection. AMP has been producing a nice run of full-color strip collections. That's right, color dailies as well as Sunday, with all the strips in the book in their original order. They're fairly cheap. List price is $10 a piece. So a book like I Am Not Your Sweet Babu will give the kid a good basic introduction to the strip. Or if they kind of like Peanuts, but you want to give something beyond just reading, that Peanuts Family Cookbook makes a good choice. There are a number of strips in there, but mostly it's a cookbook, and that'll give the kid something to do. My son really likes getting cookbooks. We usually only end up making a couple recipes from each, but he loves the planning of it. For someone older, someone who has a casual interest in Peanuts, but isn't the sort of person who has a set of the complete Peanuts, there's plenty of nice presentations of a subset of Peanuts. If you're looking in the lower price range, take a look at the Peanuts Guide to Life books, like The Wisdom of Woodstock. Lists for $10. It's discounted at Amazon, of course. So that's good for a very casual person in the next cubicle over present. It's a nice, cute little hardcover. Or if you want something in the more heavy-duty present range, the Peanuts Every Sunday books are big, beautiful collections of all the Peanuts Sunday strips in full color. These are coffee table presentation books, listing for $50. The latest volume, with the Sundays from 1976 through 1980, is due out a week before Christmas. as is a box set with that volume and the previous one. But if you want prime Peanuts, at least to my taste, go for the 1961 through 1965 volume. So what do you get for the sort of person who is already a serious, committed Peanuts accumulator? The sort that already has all the complete Peanuts books? Well, one good idea is to find a foreign language Peanuts book. Those tickle people. Easiest way to get some of those is to go to bookdepository.com. They're a British online bookseller. Actually, now owned by Amazon. They bought them out back in 2011, but they still run it as a separate site. And they list books in a number of European languages. Doing a quick search for Schultz books, I see German and Italian, and they do free shipping to the U.S. Or one of those Peanuts Every Sunday volumes is good if they don't already have them. But the Peanuts Dell Archive might also be a good idea. That's the reprint of the Peanuts comic book stories that I talked about a few episodes back. That's something most people won't have yet, and it's got a good curiosity factor to it. Most modern readers haven't read those stories, although admittedly, they aren't all gems. Or hey, if your recipient is a reader in general and has an interest in religion, perhaps the book A Charlie Brown Religion would be a good choice. It's a nice volume about Schultz's religious history and the religious material to be found in his work. And I'd be a lousy publisher if I didn't recommend It's Only a Game, the Complete Color Collection. This is a book that I published through my publishing company about comics. It's a collection of Charles Schultz's other syndicated newspaper series about sports, games, and leisure activities. Schultz himself only drew it for the first month or so. Then he would just lay out the gags and have an artist named Jim Sasseville draw the finished cartoon. A lot of people have never seen this work because I'm the only one to have published this late 1950s series as a book, and I'm lousy at publicity. But what do you get someone who's a rabid Peanuts book fan? Someone who snaps up every Peanuts book at the moment that they come out? Obviously, you can't buy them a Peanuts book, right? Because they'll already have it. But here comes one of my favorite tricks. The pre-order present. With Amazon, you can order books that have been announced but haven't shipped yet. So you could pick a book like, say, For the Love of Peanuts, which is a collection of the recent effort to have some contemporary artists interpret Peanuts in various ways. Pre-order a copy shipped to them. At Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever holiday you're celebrating, give them an envelope with a sheet of paper saying, "Arriving about April 2nd will be this book," and copy and paste the cover image from the Amazon listing. And this is cool for several reasons. For one, you're going to get a double reaction, like you were getting them two gifts. When you give them a note, they'll recognize that it's a cool item, and they'll have the joy of anticipation. And when the book actually arrives in April, they'll have the joy of receiving, and the goodwill shall flow your way again, and they'll be able to focus on the present. They won't be getting it at the same time as twiddly two other presents. Plus, with Amazon's pre-order deal, the price you end up charged for it is whatever the lowest price Amazon lists between when you order it and when it ships. And sometimes that's a substantial discount. And hey, you don't have to have all the titles memorized. I'm putting up links to all the books mentioned here over at this episode's entry on the Aug blog. So surf on over to blog.aug.com, that's blog.aaugh.com, and click on a link to order. And if you want to get a gift for the Aug blog, well, do just that. Head over to the blog, click on any book link, and do your holiday Amazon shopping from there. Whenever you start your Amazon shopping by clicking on a link on the Aug blog, I get a small kickback for everything you order, even if it's not the item you clicked on. It doesn't cost you anymore, and it helps support the Aug blogging effort. Helps justify my spending all that time on this podcast and the blog. Another great gift for the Aug blogging effort will cost you nothing. Just tell a friend that you think would like the blog or the podcast about them. Spreading the word helps in so many ways. And one more way you can make me happy is simply to make other people happy. Treat the world with kindness, and thus make it a better place. I think we all would like a better world. So have happy holidays, whatever holidays you hold to. And those non-holiday days, let them be happy too. And until next time, may all your woodstocks be wise, may all your baboos be sweet, and may all your griefs be good ones.